Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High. 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. Yeah, I'm seeing this thing all over the place now, Carver High. John Calipari's talking about being just devastated and gutted. Everyone and their brothers commenting about it, that this kid died in this car crash in Los Angeles. Terrence Clark played at Brewster Academy in New Hampshire, a Boston kid. Then went to Kentucky. He could have gone to Duke, anywhere. Indiana offered him a full ride. UCLA, they all did. And he went to Kentucky. Wow, it's just awful. I can't even imagine. That's just 19 years old, too. Getting ready to go into the draft and just preparing for the draft and training. And he's about to, you know, break it rich. Let's face it. He didn't sign with Clutch Sports because he's not going to make money. They signed him because he's going to be a star and make a ton of money in the NBA, and now he's dead. I mean, that is just unbelievable. That is just awful. I don't know. It's very hard to even, like, think about anything else when I see a story like that. I just can't have it. You know, it's really scary to me because, and God, you know, God rest his soul, and I just wish nothing like that on anybody. It's weird because my son has started driving, and it's just the most stressful thing you've ever done. Like, I never expected that kind of nerve-wracking experience until you actually sit in that seat and do it with a kid. My son's 16 or whatever, and he's driving now, and when I take him driving, it is just, it's the worst. I mean, you sit in that car, you are helpless. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, the student driver cars have brakes for the teacher. They have a brake in the car. The guy can hit the brakes and save everyone. But when you let the kid drive in your car and you're in the passenger seat, you can't do anything. What are you going to do? Reach your leg over and hit the brake? I mean, no one has time to do that and react. And so what are you going to reach over and grab the wheel and then tell him to hit the brake? You know what I mean? Like, when they've never driven before and you scream at them, they might hit the wrong pedal and drive faster and crash. So it's just a very nerve-rattling, uncomfortable, very nervous, like just stressful experience. Like, I can't even tell you, like, I drive around with him and he does a pretty good job and everything. And I mean, you know, he's decent. He's good. He's not bad or anything, but there's a couple instances where, you know, he just, you know, doesn't have any clue what he's doing, and he'll just like do whatever, you know, like I'll be like, you go over to train track and then there's a stop sign, like another 50 feet past the train track. And he goes, I'm like, all right, you got to go over to train track, and then there's no train coming. The lights aren't on. You're good. So then you got to, you know, I'm like, all right, go, you're good. And then when I said go, you're good, he went right through the stop sign. He just kept driving. He never stopped. We welcome in our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, Sports Map and Sports Byline Radio Networks, Armed Forces Radio all over the world. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's Pharrell on a bench. I'm Pharrell. Carver High's with me tonight. 844-843-6879. So, like, I've seen him drive, and, like, he'll drive past the turn. So I'm like, go left. And he'll go, like, past the turn and then take a wide cut back into the turn, right? Like, he'll go past it, like, you know, a little bit too far, and then have to turn, kind of swing it back and make the you know, turn. And it's just like, dude, bro, you're going too far on those turns. You got to turn when you're supposed to turn, not like after the road where you're like going, whoa, you missed the turn, and then you go back. I'm like, dude, you're like doing a U-turn to make the turn. Like, what's up? And then they get rattled when you start giving them the business. So I try not to say anything. I let him drive as often as possible and try to get him used to it. The difference was is that when my daughter, Chop, was young, she's in junior high. I just let her start driving when she was like four. So as you know, Carver, she's the rowdy one, like Ray Ray. And she's just, you know, she beats up boys. She's not afraid to punch boys in the mouth. She's not afraid to drop 25 on, you know, kids in the yard or in the gym. She's a great basketball player. She's got stones. Like, she's no joke. She's like, you know, you can call her tomboy, whatever you want. She can take on boys. She'll do whatever. She's a good player, blah, blah, blah. She's tough. She'll do whatever. She'll jump off cliffs. She's crazy. And she's like, I want to drive. And I'm like, all right, so drive. And so I'd let her just hold the wheel from the passenger seat. And she would literally drive all over Hell's Bells, making turns. She'd spin the wheel with her hands. She'd make turns. She'd be going like this. She'd be driving, no problem. Freeways, local roads. I mean, she was literally five. So I know when she gets behind the wheel, she's going to be a lot better than he was, because he was nervous, didn't even want to do it. What happened? What happened, Carver High?
So the Mets, of course, are in extras with the Cubbies. Top of the 10th, bases loaded. One out with Dom Smith at the plate. And then 4-6-3, double play. Cubbies get out of it. So they go to the bottom of the 10th with a chance to win it against the Mets at Wrigley.
So the Mets had the bases loaded?
And the bases loaded, and they had a man on third with no out. Of course, you start with the runner at second in extras. He moved to third on a wild pitch. It was the second or third pitch of the inning. So man on third, no out. Mets never get him home. There you go. Dom Smith with the double play ends the inning.
Wow, that's crazy. So they're, tied at threes?
They are tied at threes going bottom 10, yes.
All right, so I want to talk about the Padres. They have the lead now at Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers, 1-0 in the fourth. And they got runners on first and second. Have you ever seen anything like, seriously, that lineup they have is so sickening. It's amazing to me, like, that they even lose. And they've, what, lost 7 of 10, something like that? They've been losing left and right. But, like, I'm looking at their lineup, and they go Tatis, Grisham, Machado, Hosmer, Myers, Cronenworth, Campusano, Profar, and then the pitcher Weathers. Can you imagine facing that top of that lineup with Tatis, Grisham, Machado, Hosmer, and Myers, even Cronenworth, and like ducks on a pond, right? Like, can you imagine facing that lineup four or five times a night, every night? I don't care who you are. I don't care what pitchers you have. You got a problem on your hands. You have a problem getting through that order. That's all I know. And that's just all there is to it. And then they got him on. Tatis stole second on Buehler. He stole second by 4 seconds. He literally slid into second 4 seconds before that ball got there, and they butchered that, and he was safe easily. And then Machado comes up and drives him in, and he hit a hard liner to left, drove him in. Then Hosmer gets up, hits a single to right. Then Myers gets up and is out. Grisham also was out. So the heavy hitters, Tatis, Machado, Hosmer, all did something, and they got that run in. Now, that's neither here nor there if they're going to win the game, but they have the jump. They got the lead. They have not played well lately. But, Carver, you can't deny facing a lineup like that every single night. Now, that was supposed to be – well, we already knew they were supposed to be really good. We saw what they did last year. We knew that they had talent. We knew they were going to be good. We knew they were going to be tough. And the Dodgers get out of the inning. It's 1-0. So we knew they were going to be good. But they've been really average. They've been really average. What are they, 10-10? And they haven't played well. They've been getting beat. They've been losing series. And, I mean, they lost the series to the Dodgers last weekend. Do you think that, like the Yankees, when you looked at their lineup, everybody thought they were going to hit more home runs than anybody. The Twins out hit them last year. They were going to hit more home runs than everybody. They were going to go to the World Series. They're always picked to go to the World Series. And meanwhile, FanDuel has them as the number two team to win the World Series. And that is absolutely, that's mind-blowing to me. I can't even fathom that they're going to win the World Series or be the second best choice to win the World Series, frankly, when as far as I'm concerned, they have the worst record in the American League. Now, I know they won tonight, but that's also neither here nor there. Carver High, you cannot tell me that you would bet on them right now to go to the World Series. And then, but when you look at their lineup with the names they have in that lineup and the money that they have in that lineup, and then you look at the Padres superstars that they have in that lineup and guys that can rake. Would you have thought for 1 minute that they'd be as average and that the Yankees would completely suck?
No, they're both off to some slow starts. That's for sure. And I'm with you on the Padre lineup. It is dangerous. It is challenging to go through that a couple of times each game. Now there's a few guys, like we just said, they're off to slow starts. It is what it is. The Yankees, I feel like, is a whole nother problem. Like it's beyond slump. Like there's serious issues there. I mean, they had your boy Ford Tough hitting cleanup tonight. I mean, Ford Tough, all the money that the Yankees have spent on some of their guys, and they've got Mike Ford hitting cleanup tonight in Cleveland. Like honestly, it gets serious.
I mean, in all honesty, Mike Ford is it like. I actually, when I look at him, I feel like is that John Belushi?
No.
I don't, you know what I mean? Like, who is that guy? What is happening there? Does that guy work for my contractor? I don't know. Where is that guy? Like, he does not look like a baseball player to me at all. No. He's the guy I get my salmon from down at the grocery store. He cuts the fresh fish. That's the guy, right? Or that's the guy we go down to the docks to get the fish out of the water, Carver High.
Docks. He's at the docks.
He's at the docks when we go to get the fresh fish. When we make sushi on the bench. But I saw him run down the last out. Remember when they beat the Braves and he caught that last out for Chapman? I was like, oh, God, you see this big fat thing rumbling toward a ball over his shoulder. I almost fell over that he caught it. I couldn't even believe he caught it because I'm like, there's no way this fat ass is catching this ball. And then he caught it. I was like, oh, my God, I have seen it all. But I mean, when you think of, like, I guess, I don't, like, it's not like I think their lineup is vaunted or anything. You know, they're allegedly so great, their lineup. But in my opinion, they don't do anything. I can't get anything to work in here tonight, Carver High. Something's happened. The world's ending. Nothing works. So I have no Wi-Fi. I have nothing. So I'm about ready to start dropping bombs.
Goodness, Chilcutt pathetically waved at that one like he just recognized his ex-girlfriend across the board.
With the stupid Wi-Fi in here and upstairs and everywhere else. You know what Wi-Fi is? It's suck-fi. That's what it is. It never works. Ever since all these idiots stay at home all day and don't do anything. Wait a minute, I'm one of those people. Maybe I should use my other Wi-Fi. One upstairs that's 5 miles away from me right now. Because I got to tell you, the one in here sucks. It sucks like dog cable. I mean, I am done with it. I'm sitting here watching this thing spin all night. I'm trying to look up scores and look up everything, and nothing works.
You morons!
Look at they brought back the Guardy party. He's hitting 212. He's pathetic. LeMahieu, Judge, fat ass Ford, Torres. He had three hits tonight after he loafed down to first on Monday night or Tuesday night, whatever the hell it was. What day is it? Last night was Wednesday night. Hicks. He had a hit tonight. He's hitting 161. He's the worst player in baseball. Odor drove in. He drove in the winning runs because it was 3-all. He had the single up the
biggest hit of the game. He had the biggest hit of the game. Rugi Odor had the biggest hit of the game.
Meanwhile, his game is complete ass. Clint Frazier over 3. He's hitting 163. The Yankees have officially, but they've officially ruined him. He's completely, he needs a shrink. He needs a lover. He needs a new lover.
I'm the biggest Clint defender there is. The two at-bats he had tonight where he struck out looking, it was embarrassing. I have no idea what he was
struck out looking. I even tweeted about it. That 95-mile-an-hour gasser right down memory lane, right in the heat, right in the meat and heat, right at his chest. And he stood there with two on and didn't swing. It was pathetic. Pharrell on the bench with your boy Carver High. So anyway, I think I've switched over to the other Wi-Fi in the Pharrell Palatial. Things appear to be back in order, Carver High. I'm not sure. But I am concerned about the new Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Palatial Wi-Fi in here. I mean, I put an entirely brand new system of cable into this studio. Now, if I knew that it wasn't going to work. You think I'd pay that gigantic bill I'm going to get every month for the new service that I have besides the service? I have 9 televisions in my house. 9. What do you think that bill is? So I have 9 boxes. That's how they get you, right? And meanwhile, the Wi-Fi doesn't work. I mean, are you kidding? I mean, honestly, like, how effing pathetic do you have to be that I have 9 boxes and you can't get the Wi-Fi to work? Are you kidding? I mean, what kind of planet am I living on? Seriously. I mean, it is unbelievable. Do you know how many times I've had the cable guy out here? I've had the cable guy at my house so many times to work on stuff that he's had to have slept with my wife at least 5 times. There's been at least 15 guys come through here. It's happened. There's got to be multiple cable guy love affairs going on.
What we're trying to say is whether you're a fat, out of shape truck driver, whether you're a skinny geek pushing a taxi cab, whether you're a doctor or lawyer that doesn't have half the money we have, this is the way life is.
Woo! So all I know is the guy put it in. He obviously, it doesn't work. And then the guy tries to sleep with my wife. Someone needs to have their ass beat. That's the deal. It's just unbelievable. You know, I'm in here trying to fiddle around with this thing and it doesn't work. Like, it's only in this studio. It's only in this studio. I have exclusive cable in here with the Wi-Fi and it doesn't work. I mean, it's unbelievable. And the Wi-Fi that I'm using now is from, it's three floors up. Three floors. I'm down in the cellar, man, with Rat. Your boy Rat. Wasn't that a song in the cellar? Or wasn't that their album? Carver High?
I'm not familiar with the names of the Rat albums from back in the 80s. I can only tell you one Rat song, Round and Round. That's it.
Oh, come on. You didn't know any other Rat songs?
That's their main one, Round and Round. What a tune.
What goes around, comes around. I'll tell you why. Yeah, I like them. I've had Stephen Piercy on my show. He's a cool guy. I had him when he was completely washed up, but it was still cool having him on. I had, you remember, because I'm good friends with Eddie Trunk, and I love Eddie. And Eddie has turned me on to more rock stars than anyone ever. Eddie knows more metal rock stars than any person on the face of the earth. He and I think our friend Jose Mangan knows all the current rockers and the current metal bands. And like, you know, from Ozzy on till now, he knows every band on the face of the earth. He knows every musician on the face of the earth. He knows literally every one of them. Chicks, guys, all of them. You name it, Jose knows them. And he's a badass. At the same time, Eddie Trunk knows all the hair metal band guys from the 80s, okay, and the 70s. 70s, 80s, 90s, forget it. Eddie's world. Now, the history of rock 1 and 2, do you know that Eddie, he has the greatest cable books ever? Meaning, when you go to the bathroom and you have to bust off a cable, you want to read, like, your phone now. It's a main, who doesn't bring their phone, their smartphone in with them to the header? Everyone does. And then back in the day, you brought in a newspaper, right, to read while you were working an angle. So, but Eddie came out with a, like, these history of rock and roll, like history of heavy metal 1 and 2, volumes 1 and 2. I don't know if that was the name of the book. I have the book somewhere in here. Somewhere in this studio is that book. I forget where I put it. But maybe it's out in my garage because I've been working on adding stuff like to the studio. I have all these like books of sports memorabilia, sports books and great sports books and stuff. And then I've got all kinds of memorabilia and stuff like that. But I have Eddie's Rock and Roll Volumes 1 and 2, whatever it is, History of Heavy Metal, whatever. Eddie came out with two books and they're the greatest cable books ever. You can like sit on the toilet for 3 hours and you'll get up with like sores on your butt because you've sat and read this book for so long. You're reading about Led Zeppelin and all these other bands. And it's just the greatest. And the pictures in the book are just phenomenal of like concerts, like you can't even fathom. And he introduced me to more rock stars than anyone ever. And he literally, like, I would be doing the show at Howard 101, and this guy would come in and bring me, like, Rudy Sarza, Stephen Piercy, all of them, every one of them. What was the guy's name? Tom Kiefer from Cinderella. One after the next, he'd bring them in. I mean, every week it'd be someone new. I'd go in to meet all of them, Sammy Hagar, David Lee Roth, every one of them. He had them all in every single week. Eddie had the greatest, and still does, the greatest show, rock and roll show ever. Hair bands. You know what I mean, Carver? I just the greatest. I know you've listened to Eddie before, like on either on Sirius or on Q104.
Oh, of course. My whole life, Eddie Trunk. No doubt. Even when he was doing MTV and doing things like that. I mean, he's been all over the place my entire life.
And then I was friends with Ricky Rackman, and Ricky, I saw Ricky at the Guns N' Roses show. I hadn't seen Ricky in 20 years, and I knew Ricky really well when I was at MTV, and he was doing Headbangers Ball, right?
Legend.
And I was doing TRI or whatever, Total Recall. I forget the names of the shows I did. what was it? What was Carson Daly's show every day called? TRL.
TRL.
That's what I was on that show. I was on the Summer House shows, the Rock and Jock shows. I did all that. And then I got to meet them all in that setting as well, like all the rock stars. And Ricky knew a ton of them as well. Like all, he knew every metal band ever. And then that's how I started meeting all the Motley Crues and Guns N' Roses and, you know, Metallica's. And I did the acoustic album. All that happened because of my, you know, West Coast, L.A., doing the show, doing MTV, doing Pharrell on a Bench at Westwood One and CBS. All that happened back then and there. And then when I met those bands, I was crazy and I was young and I was wild and free. Is that a song? It has to be. I was young and wild and free. Something I remember. There's got to be a song like that. So anyway, I met them all and I was young and wild and free and crazy and young and nuts and loose and dangerous and felonious and ready to go. No rules. I'd do anything. I literally would do anything. Let's go. Let's go do it. Pharrell, we're going to go on a 5-day bender. Let's go. You know, I see these shows all the time. Like, what was the one movie? The Hangover with your boy. And then they came out with Hangover 2. I'm like, Hangover with Mike Tyson and a lion in this suite. Uh-huh. Sure. I was in the real Hangover movie. There was no movie. It was just hungover and strung out. Hungover like you've never been hungover. 5-day benders with like Guns N' Roses. I'll tell you what, I didn't even shower for 5 days. I mean, you walk out of a party with them, you talk about grease. I mean, I was just all I know. But I got to tell you, this all started, Carver. You had to bring it up. You start making fun of a rat. And then I start talking about Stephen Piercy, and this is just the whole thing just spilled from there.
I didn't make fun of Rat. I didn't know the name of their albums. I loved Rat. That song was great.
That song was great, but I think you need to have a little more open book on Rat. You got to have more knowledge of
all the 80s hair metal bands. Rat is not exactly at the top of the mountain. I mean, they're looking up.
Here we go. Here we go with the insult.
Now I will bash them. They're looking up at a lot of people. If you want to get into the pantheon of 80s hair metal bands, they're not.
You are really now. You know, I mean, Lay It Down. You're gonna say you don't know Lay It Down and Wanted Man, Body Talk, Slip of the Lip, Back for More.
Yeah, they're looking up at
Love Sick. Listen, I'm Love Sick. 34C's up there snoring right now. I could be getting love right now. It could all be happening. I get Love Sick if I'm not getting it. Unbelievable. Carver High turning on Rat tonight. That's not going to go over well in the community. I think even in Southern California on 1090, there's got to be some lost soul out there that loves Rat from back in the day and is insulted by your lack of love and respect.
My apologies.
We're not allowed to play any of their music. I'll be sued. I've already been threatened enough with the music thing here. I'm not allowed to play music. Is there anything worse than everybody ruining my music that I used to play on my show? I had the best heavy metal radio show ever. I'm not allowed to do anything anymore. No music. What's next? They're going to make me pray on the air? Wow, I hope you didn't catch that swear word. Nice job, Carver High, keeping that off the air. I got enough problems. Carver High knows I have one of the foulest mouths ever. It's a miracle that I, frankly, and I don't even want to say it because I'll get jinxed, so I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say anything about my foul mouth. Bad enough. I got enough problems, right? I really do. All right. I can't believe, like, just the abuse Carver High's been putting me through tonight with some of these comments about some of the great bands of all time. Very disappointing. I am watching the Dodger game, but now I have the Laker game on because suddenly after three, it's a Dallas 4-point lead. They were up 10 or 12 the last time I was watching, and now it's the Lakers are down 4. Ever since they got rid of that hack Anthony Davis from the lineup, they started playing better because he did nothing tonight. By the way, I mean, honestly. So anyway, the Lakers outscored them in the third, 39-32 to get into the game. They were down at the half, like 62-51, something like that. I could be wrong. Anyway, let me just look because I want to see at the very least what he did after three because he only played in the first half. And he had 4 points. He was 2 of 10 from the floor with 4 rebounds and an assist. And then what am I going to hear tomorrow on ESPN, how great he looked? Because you know they're going to be on their knees for him because they do specifically a sexual promotion of the Lakers on ESPN every day. You know what I mean? Like every day of the year, they suck up to the Lakers. They do entire shows on the Lakers. I mean, you know it's true, Carver High. What don't they do surrounding the Lakers? Christ, they put their studios next door to the Staples. Did they not?
No, nobody else matters. I mean, you can barely get any coverage from any other team. They got to do their big block on the Lakers, usually 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. You know, the Knicks are sure exciting, aren't they? They forget all about – I know they're in New York too. You've already seen what people in New York think of their shows they put on the air, right? Let's just get down to it. No one listens to them, right?
Fact.
Is that not a fact? Is that not a fact?
It is a fact.
Thank you. Do they get any ratings whatsoever?
Minimal.
Minimal, which is none. Minimal is not. Is minimal like 0.0? Is that minimal? Is that like Bluto? Because all I know is the numbers of the shows they put on in New York on the radio are absolutely laughable. They get crushed by some of the worst shows I've ever heard in my life. Crush them. Okay, so don't tell me. And then they don't talk about the Knicks. And I guess they talk about the Nets a little bit, but all they talk about is the Lakers. That's all they ever talk about. Have you ever seen them? Do they ever talk about the Clippers? Never.
No.
Never. They talk about no one but the Lakers. That's all they talk about. So you can stick that 4.2 for 10 performance by your boy Stick tonight, Davis, with that 2 for 10. Nice comeback game. I mean, honestly. Let me tell you what. Harden came, or your boy Durant came back, easy money sniper. His first game back, he had 30. Remember, the first game back, he didn't have 30. Remember, I remember it now. He was perfect from the floor. Do you remember?
Yeah, they had to ramp him up.
But he was perfect from the floor, and he was perfect from the line. He had, like, the most incredible night ever, and everybody's like, how the hell did you do it? He goes, well, I expected to do that. What are they going to say tomorrow on ESPN about his crappy game he had tonight? You know what? The first thing I saw on ESPN tonight was they did a story on his first shot he made. I'm like, oh my God. They talked about his great step back J he had. And then he made one more shot the whole game. He only played the first half. What's the difference? He played the first half. He took 10 shots. He made 2. That's sucky. That's the sucky version of AD. That's like, terrible game. Is that not a? You can't tell me that brother is not going to go on record as saying I had a crappy game. He's going to go, I played terrible. He's going to say, I'm glad I played. I'm glad I got some minutes. I'm glad I got some burn. I got some game, my legs. I got some cardio. I got a little rip in me. It's all good. I shot horrible. I couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. I wish someone just would say it for once. He sucked. That's it. It's no big deal.
They will not be saying that. They will not.
Okay, well,
safe.
I just did. I just did. So let me clear it up for everybody.
Because you
suck. That's it.
I guarantee you, I will find you. I will play it on Coast to Coast tomorrow. I will find you a clip of either AD or Frank Vogel selling you some nonsense about how great AD was in the limited minutes. Really happy with how he got out there and got his work in. Trust me, they will sell you that it was great.
Oh, automatic. Here's what they're going to sell you too. Saturday night is their primetime game, and he's going to have a big night. That's what they're going to sell.
16 minutes instead of 15. 16 minutes he's going to play.
You're going to ramp up another minute?
Yeah.
No, I think they'll take him to 20 minutes Saturday.
Nothing
in the How about this? How about Saturday he doesn't play? Load management. They want to – no, yeah. Aaron Boone. It's just normal wear and tear on Judge. Yeah. He's 25. How old is Judge, 25?
Judge, yeah, it's 26, I think, yeah.
So your boy Mafia last night said to me, we were talking about Randall. No offense. I love Mafia. He's been with me forever. But he said on the air to me, he goes, we were talking about it. I said, well, don't you think the Knicks should sign him to like a four-year deal right now? I said, he's absolutely on fire. He's in his prime. He's the best player, hands down, on the team. He does everything. He scores. He controls the rock. He plays defense. He blocks shots. He's 6'9". He's a grown man moves. He's got power game, baseline game, outside game, inside game. He hits free throws. He's a leader. He does everything. And last year, they thought he sucked. The fans turned on him. He was terrible. Dishing. He didn't dish. He was iso ball. Everyone said that Julius Randle sucks. A year later, they can't stop chanting MVP at the Garden for this guy. I said, you got to sign him. And I said, he's, you know, right now at 26, he's completely in his prime. People don't realize that he started with the Lakers and he was young and he didn't matter. And then he said, well, he's, you know, I don't know exactly what he said word for word. I just know he said, you know, he goes, he's 26. So it's not like he's young. I'm like, dude, 26 is the most perfect age of a professional athlete on the face of the earth.
Yep.
Between the ages of 26 and 30, 25 and 30, that is the best 5 years you'll ever see. They might be a better player when they're 30 to 34, but they're going to start having injuries. If they play from 22 to 34, right? Let's say that's an average 12-year career, right? That's on average. That'd be lucky in the NBA if you played 12 years, right? But when you're 30 to 34, you're, I mean, noticeably different, noticeably more prone to injury, and noticeably less minutes and burn, or you stand out like a sore thumb, like LeBron James. LeBron James is a rarefied air, a superstar. A guy at his age, 36, whatever he is, dominating the game still. Who else does that? Tell me who else does that at his age? Besides, you know, no one. Okay, so when you're 26 years old, Carver, and this is not a reflection on Mafia. I'm just saying, he said, well, he's 26 now, so it's not like he's young or something. And I'm like, what? 26? Right. That's as young as it gets.
Now's the time to sign him. You sign him for four or five years now while he's 26 to 30, 31. That's when you sign
him. That's my point. It's not a reflection on Moth. It's not a reflection on you or me. It's just reality. I stopped him dead in his tracks. I just said, listen, bro, 26. If every guy that was a star player in the league was 26, I'd have the best team in the world because I'd sign every one of them. There's not a 26-year-old star player in any sport that I won't sign right now to a four-year deal. 26 to 30 is their four best years.
And I just had to look.
Would you disagree with that?
Judge is 28. So that's how old Judge is. He's 28.
Okay. Well, so I'll tell you what. I think Judge, you know, obviously, he's going to get a gigantic contract.
He's getting his bag. He's getting it.
But he's going to burn them like the Notre Dame Cathedral. He's going to break down like a Ford truck. I mean, that guy is going, his body is already shot. He's He's shot. Well, there's nothing wrong with Randall.
If you want to
your
look
boy Aaron Judge has already had 15 injuries.
Stanton's 31. And look at what Stanton's at right now at 31 years old. With all the quote-unquote wear and tear that he's had, he can't play more than 4 or 5 days in a row. Didn't play tonight. He doesn't even play the field.
Why would you sign Judge?
Oh, they're going to.
Why would you sign him when you know that it's going to be something you're going to regret, guaranteed? It's guaranteed you're going to regret it. Here's another one I keep hearing. I keep hearing that the Yankees are going to go after Scherzer. I want no part of that dude. No. His arm's going to fall off. He's finished. I still think he's got stuff in him, but I don't want him anywhere near the Bronx. His best years are over and gone and done. That's done. People are like, oh, we just want him now for a rental for the rest of this season. No, you don't. No, you don't. And you know that, Carver. You don't want that old geezer in here. That guy's arm is like an 80-year-old's arm. He's thrown 5 million miles an hour for the last 20 years. He's shot.
I think the last peak performance that they got out of him was the year they won the World Series. And even then, he was kind of limping. He was limping to the finish line. You know, Strasburg did a lot of the heavy work in that October. And Scherzer, if you remember, I mean, he got scratched from the one start in the World Series. He got, you know, he was really laboring to finish that off. He has thrown a lot of pitches, a lot of mileage on that arm. So that's not one that I'd go to.
All right, the better deal for them has been LeMahieu. Because he's consistent, he plays, he hits for average, he drives in runs, he plays good in the field, he's important, he's every day. You don't have all these issues with LeMahieu. And look how old he is. But this other guy at 28 who's had 15 injuries, and I'm talking about injuries that keep him out for a month at a time, I am telling you, I promise you, that guy will never live up to a contract. He will be worse than Stanton in terms of what he gives you. And let's say they give him 10 years, 12 years, like they give all these other guys, like Tatis. And there's no way they're giving Judge 12 years. He's too old. But let's say they give him 8 years, 10 years. He'd be 38. I'm telling you, he'll play 100 games at maximum per year. And by the last 5 years, he'll play 80 games. All right, so the Padres are up 2-0 in the bottom of the sixth on the Dodgers at Chavez Ravine. The Giants are up 3-0 on the Marlins in the eighth in San Francisco. Pirates winners over the Tigers. Yankees 6-3 over the Indians. Mariners 7-3 over the Red Sox on just three hits. D-backs 14-11 over the Reds. Cubs 4-3 over the Mets. Astros finally win a game 8-2 over the Angels. Check for that Diamondback video I sent you, Carver High, for tomorrow's Coast to Coast of them celebrating in the locker room. It's phenomenal.
I've already seen it. We're queuing it up.
It is phenomenal. The Mavericks lead 105-98 over the Lakers in the fourth with about six and change left. Celtics beat the Suns. Cover. Pelicans over the Magic by 35. Cover. Bucks over the Sixers. Winner on the money line. They didn't cover the spread. Spurs winners on the money line over the Pistons. Bulls beat the Hornets 108-91. Hockey. Senators up 2-0 after two periods in Vancouver. I took the Senators tonight. I hit the Penguins over the Devils 5-1. The Leafs beat the Jets 5-3. And the Bruins 5-1 over the Sabres. Cover. Capitals 1-0 over the Islanders. Cover. Lightning 3-1 over the Jackets, cover. Canes 4-2 over the Panthers, cover. Flyers beat the Rangers 3-2, got that wrong. Hit the Red Wings over the Stars, 7-3, stopping their four-game winning streak, and hit the Avs 4-2 over the Blues. Cover, 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 cover. How do you like them apples? Bruins and Sabres tomorrow, Flyers and Rangers tomorrow, Predators, Blackhawks tomorrow in Chicago, Canadiens, Flames, Saddle Dome in Calgary, Wild Kings tomorrow in Lipstick City in L.A., NBA tomorrow, Heat, Hawks in Atlanta, Celtics, Nets in Brooklyn. That's the game of the night. Cavs, Hornets in Charlotte, Clippers, Rockets in H-Town, Wizards, Thunder in OKC at the Chesapeake. Nuggets, Warriors, a good game in the Bay at the Chase. Grizzlies, Blazers at the Moda in Rip City. Baseball, tons of games on Friday. I won't slow you down there. Dallas, 105-98 over the Lakers, 6-15 and rolling left. Lakers with the Rock. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern. On Sports Grid. Great job, Carver. Hi, good night, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.